What about patients who have squamous, Ben? You know, we kind of had this thing with Bev that evolved, and yet the story was somewhat different in terms of bleeding with ramucirumab. Can you go through that also?
So there was a fair amount of patients in this trial, and this is a good point, that these were not just adenocarcinoma patients, which really was the ECOG-4599 histology-restricted setting.
For
This
Bev.
included patients, the Bev. This was looking at patients both with adeno and squam. And speaking of Bev, it also included patients who had been treated with bevacizumab, this trial, the REVEL trial. So interestingly enough, patients who had gotten Bev, they still derived, as first line, had still derived a meaningful benefit with the ramucirumab to docetaxel compared to docetaxel alone. So I think that's important messaging from this trial is that, yes, it included squamous cell patients, and yes, it included patients who had been previously treated, some of them, with bevacizumab in combination with taxane and carboplatin.